Title: Snare Snap in Ableton Live 12. Pitch it for VHS rave color for jungle old school DNB vibes intermediate. Alright, let's build one of those classic jungle and early DNB snare snaps that feels like it came from a worn sampler tape. Bright, rude, a little bit unstable but still controlled and punchy in a modern mix. The core idea is simple: we're not trying to make one perfect snare sample do everything. We're going to split the job into two layers. Layer A is the body, stable, punchy, not too fizzy. Layer B is the snap, short, high-passed, pitched, and graded in a very specific VHS rave way. By the end, you'll have a snare that can sit over breaks like an amen, or work in a clean modern drum pattern, and it'll still scream old school. Step 0, set the session up so it feels like DNB immediately. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Make a basic pattern. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. If you're using a break, keep it running, but think of this snare we're building as reinforcement. The break keeps the vibe, your snare layers keep the authority. Now step 1. Choose a good starting snare sample. You can use a clean one-shot, something you've ripped from a break, or anything that has a solid mid-punch. What you're listening for is energy around roughly 180 to 250 Hz, and a top end that isn't already a total mess. We're going to create the mess ourselves, on purpose. Drop the snare into simpler, and set simpler to one-shot mode. On the body layer, turn warp off to keep the transient clean. Turn the filter on, set it to a low pass, 24 dB slope, and set the cutoff somewhere around 9 to 12 kHz. We are deliberately keeping the body less fizzy, because the snap layer is going to handle that upper crack. Now duplicate the track so you have two copies. Name one snare body, name the other snare snap. Step 2. Build the snap layer so it's basically all transient and upper crack. Go to snare snap and in simpler, turn the filter on. Twitch it to a high pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Start your cutoff around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Add just a bit of resonance, like 0.2 to 0.35. You want a little edge, not a whistle. Now shape the amp envelope so it doesn't hiss forever. Attack at 0. Decay around 35 to 80 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically negative infinity. Release around 15 to 40 milliseconds. This is a huge difference maker. It stops the snap from turning into hat-like noise in a fast 170 BPM groove. Quick teacher note, if you're thinking, this sounds too thin, good. It should sound thin soloed. In the full drum context, thin equals space. We're carving the top layer to do one job. Read as crack. Step 3. Pitch it for jungle attitude. This is where it stops sounding like a clean modern snare layer and starts sounding like that rave era whip kind of snap. Method A is fast. Just transpose. In simpler on the snap layer, try transpose at plus 3, plus 5, plus 7, or plus 12 semitones. Then fine-tune a few cents either way. Sometimes minus 10 cents takes the digital edge off. Sometimes plus a few cents makes it bite. Here's the musical angle. You're not trying to make a perfect note, but you can aim the snap so it feels like it belongs to the key. If your tune is in F minor, snap pitches that feel like F, G sharp, or C territory can lock in nicely. Again, we're not writing melody with the snare, we're aligning aggression with the track's identity. Method B is more authentic. The downward pitch flick, the pew or whip at the front. In simpler, go to the pitch envelope section. Set pitch and the amount to negative 12 to negative 24 semitones. Set the decay to about 20 to 60 milliseconds. Now listen carefully. You don't want to hear it as an obvious sci-fi laser. You want to feel it as motion at the start of the hit. If you can hum the pitch, it's too much. Shorten the decay or reduce the amount. Coach tip. The pitch envelope is an arrangement tool too. You can keep it subtle on your main backbeats, then exaggerate it only on the last snare before a drop or on an end of phrase fill. That's very jungle. Little cues that signal energy changes. Step 4. VHS rave color. Stock Ableton devices only. We're going to build a chain on the snare snap track that adds bite, dirt, crunch, and a tiny slab of space. First, saturator. Set drive around 3 to 7 dB. Turn soft clip on. Use analog clip or medium curve. Then level match the output. Always level match. If you don't, you'll think louder equals better, and you'll end up with a snare that's loud but actually not cutting. Next, roar. Choose a mode like tape or warm. Drive around 10 to 25%. Keep the tone slightly bright. Don't murder the high end, because the snap's job is presence. If you want that unstable tape feeling, add a tiny bit of modulation. Super slow LFO, like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, and the amount should be tiny. The goal is wobble, not chorus. Next, Redux. This is your sampler crunch and VHS transfer edge. Set bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Start at 12. Downsample around 1.5 to 3.0. Small moves make a big difference. Dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. If Redux is too heavy, your transient disappears and your snare actually gets smaller in the mix. Crunch is only cool if the hit still reads instantly. Now EQ 8 to focus the crack. High pass again around 3 to 5 kHz, depending on how much body is still sneaking through. Then do a narrowish bell boost somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB, Q around 2 to 4. If it's harsh, don't just pull the whole top down. Instead, nudge a narrow area between about 7 and 10 kHz, minus 2 to minus 4 dB, with a tighter Q like 6 to 10. Here's a quick diagnosis trick. If the snap hurts, put a steep low pass around 7 kHz temporarily. If it still hurts, your problem is probably in the 2 to 5 kHz present zone. If it stops hurting, your problem is likely in the 7 to 11 kHz sizzle zone. That tells you where to fix it without guessing. Now echo for micro slap. Set the time to 1/64 or 1/32. Feedback around 8 to 18%. Filter it, high pass around 2 kHz, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Dry slash wet around 5 to 12%, and keep stereo modest. Classic jungle snares are centered and assertive. Let the space be a little wide, but keep the transient basically mono. Extra coach move, put utility on the snap and keep width low, like 0 to 30%. Then if you want width, let echo create it subtly. That way the hit stays focused, but the air around it feels like an old dub room. Step 5. Layer and bus it so it hits like a record. Group snare body and snare snap into a snare bus. On the bus, add glue compressor. Attack at 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 4 to 1. Set threshold, so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is just to make the layers behave like one snare. Then add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch around 5 to 20%, but be careful. Crunch can get spitty fast. Boom is optional. If you want a little old-school weight, try boom frequency around 180 to 220 Hz, amount 0 to 10%. And if your processing dulled the attack, push transients plus 5 to plus 15. Now balance. A really common pro balance. The snap layer is often way quieter than people think, like 10 to 18 dB below the body. And the reason is simple. The snap is mostly perception. A tiny amount changes the whole attitude. Now an expansion move that's ridiculously effective, phase and time alignment. If your layered snare sounds smaller when both layers play together, don't immediately reach for more EQ. Zoom in on the waveform and nudge the snap forward or back by tiny amounts, like plus or minus 1 to 20 samples, or use track delay. You'll find a spot where the transient suddenly gets louder with less level. That's free loudness, and it's how a lot of classic layered drums feel solid. Step 6. Make it jungle with ghost notes and break interplay. Add ghost snares just before the main hit. A classic place is a 1/16th before beat 2 and slash or 4. Keep the velocity low, like 20 to 45, if your main hits are around 100 to 120. For the snap layer specifically, make the ghosts even quieter, and you can get spicy. Automate the snap transpose plus 1 or minus 1 semitone for ghosts, or use a second snap chain for call and response. If you're running an amen or another break, let the break carry the texture. High pass the break a little so your backbeat layers own the clean punch. And if the break has a loud snare that clashes, you can duck your snap only on the break snare hits using sidechain. That way the break speaks when it wants to, and your layered snare still owns the grid. Step 7. Arrangement moves so the snap performs. This is where it stops being a static sound and starts feeling like a record. In the intro, automate Redux dry slash wet lower, like 5 to 10%, then increase to 20 to 30 at the drop. In the last two bars, before the drop, push echo dry slash wet up to maybe 20% on the snap only, then kill it right on the drop. And a classic lift, in the second 32 bars, pitch the snap up 2 semitones for 8 bars, then return. It's subtle, but it reads like rave energy without adding new drum sounds. If you want an even more authentic dub generation feel, automate age over time instead of switching effects. Slowly increase Redux downsample a tiny amount over 16 or 32 bars. Slowly darken roar tone into the pre-drop. Then reset cleaner at the drop. It feels like you're moving between tape bounces. Common mistakes to avoid as you tweak. Overpitching the snap until it becomes a laser. Remember, felt, not heard. Too much Redux, which smears the hit and makes it disappear. Boosting 8 to 10 kHz blindly and frying everyone's ears. Use narrow boosts and notches, making the snap too wide. Keep the transient center, let the ambience do the stereo work, and ignoring the brake. If you're using brakes, don't fight them. Give each layer a job. Now a quick 15 to 20 minute practice assignment to lock it in. Build the two layer snare exactly like we did. Then make three snap characters from same source sample. First, clean rave, basically just saturator, minimal degradation. Second, VHS crunch, bring in redux around 15 to 25% and a little echo slap. Third, dark tape, heavier roar tape, maybe slightly darker tone, still controlled. Drop them into a 64 bar loop. Bars 1 to 16, clean. Bars 17 to 32, VHS crunch. Bars 33 to 48, dark tape. Bars 49 to 64, back to VHS crunch and add ghost notes. Then bounce it and listen on both headphones and monitors. Adjust three things only: the snap high pass cutoff, the pitch envelope amount and decay, and redux dry slash wet. Those three controls basically decide whether your snare is cheap and crunchy in a bad way, or VHS rave in the good way. Recap: you built a dedicated snap layer that's high passed, short, and tunable. You pitched it, and you added the downward pitch flick for that jungle whip character. You added VHS rave color using saturator, roar, redux, EQ8, and echo, all stock devices. And you learned how to automate it so it evolves across the arrangement like classic DNB records. If you tell me your track key and whether your hats are bright or dark, I can suggest a snap pitch zone that will cut without masking, and a likely EQ sweet spot for where your crack should live.